This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Melat Quiros won a historic primary to unseat incumbent Representative Diana DeGette. Now, Denverite's Andrew Kenny dives into the data.
Just less than 40% of Denver's active voters turned out for the primary elections last week. That's a significant jump from the last couple cycles when enthusiasm for the primaries sagged here and elsewhere. And Denver saw higher participation than the rest of the state, possibly due to the intense race between Melat Quiros and Representative Diana DeGette. In the broader context, those numbers are nothing too crazy. They were on par with the 2018 midterms and far short of the record-breaking 2020 elections. But the biggest number was the final result. Quiros, a Democratic Socialist, beat the incumbent by 13 percentage points, making Denver the latest success for the leftist movement. Quiros will face Republican Christy Peterson in the general election. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
If you have a warrant, Douglas County is holding a warrant clearing event on Saturday. Anyone with an active warrant in Douglas, Elbert, and Lincoln counties is eligible. Cases that involve weapons offenses, escape, arson, or victims' rights cases are not eligible for warrant clearing or case resolution. Those who would like to clear their warrants should call the Public Defender's Office with any questions. Birthright citizenship remains the law of the land, but Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser says seeing some Supreme Court justices vote against it has made him a stronger advocate for new rules governing the nation's highest court.
I absolutely think the Supreme Court, as it currently functions, is in need of reform. A particularly compelling reform would be term limits, 18 years, for example, for Supreme Court justices.
Weiser was among the attorneys general who sued the Trump administration over the order ending birthright citizenship. This is CPR News.